Brewers in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Brett Bielema. Batters are 2-2 in conference, 6-2 overall, ranked 19th in the Associated Press poll and 17th in the USA Today coaches poll. Wisconsin hosts Purdue on Saturday, a 2:30 contest to be televised by ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Came off a tough loss on Saturday night to a Ohio State team that played very, very well. Whenever you're on the road, it's tough to get a win, and if you inflict wounds on yourself, it's nearly impossible. We just did too many things that cost us the game on Saturday. Ohio State executed very, very well and came down to the end. And I think our kids over the last 2 weeks have learned a lot of life lessons, coaches as well. And for us to play better football will get us back on track, hopefully this weekend in Camp Randall against Purdue.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Yeah, Brett, you talked about some of those mistakes, and obviously you've had some special teams breakdowns. Just how much harder are those things to overcome when you're on the road?
Very difficult. Obviously, the momentum swing, you know, the crowd, the environment. You know, it's one of those things that just adds fuel to the fire. You know, we definitely did a lot of positive things. You know, we came out and scored and led going in at the half, and then really in the third quarter, some things spiraled a little bit out of control, but regained it and got back up on our last touchdown there. But yeah, special teams in particular, I think you know, anytime you have a miscue there, it really changes momentum in a hurry.
And on the punt blocks, do you see something that's breaking down there, or are just great teams, great plays by their teams, or?
No, there was definitely a breakdown, and it's something that we've corrected, hopefully, and we're going to really stress it today and Wednesday and Thursday in practice, and also. You know, give a couple different options for us to go to.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you got four games still to play. Monty Ball already has 21 touchdowns, nearing the school and Big Ten record. Talk about the performance we're seeing for him this year.
Yeah, Monty's special. He's a kid that I think when you get down near that end zone can smell that goal line and does anything to get himself in there, has done a nice job, and gets better with every game. The thing I love about Monty is, you know, he's truly a competitor, probably one of our hardest workers during practice, and what you see on Saturday is the same thing we see all during the course of the week.
Your next question comes from the line of David Fox with Rivals.com.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
Good.
After these two losses, how have you seen these guys respond just with, you know, the way the games have gone, and
absolutely.
How have they responded?
Well, first off, you know, in the recruiting process, we put a premium on character and what kind of kids we bring in here. And you know, I've seen our guys in two back-to-back weeks respond very well during the game. You know, both games were down by multiple touchdowns in the fourth quarter and came back. And bottom line, the offense did it, but the defense had to get them off the field. And so they've done a lot of positive things. We got to make sure that they don't lose sight of that, but we do have to correct the things that have taken the games away from us. And we've got really good kids that will buy in that. One of the things we talked about was take ownership, you know, take it personal, and the good and the bad that has happened over the last 2 weekends and move forward. Every indication that I have, you know, nobody knows our team better than myself and all of our coaches. We're around them. We've recruited them. We know where they come from. And hopefully they're going to respond very, very, very positive.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Is there any change in the dynamic now with the two divisional races, or is that something that really just, you know, fans have fun with during the week?
You know, Teddy, I get it, and you know, it's definitely something that I'm sure everybody's aware of, but as coaches, we put a premium on, and have always put a premium on, a 1-0 philosophy to take every game for what it is. I think because of the heightened awareness of the new league and the divisions, there's probably even a little bit more you know, business around the program about that. But for our guys and for coaches, there's nobody that has anybody's focus other than Purdue.
Do you guys ever, to start the season, do you talk about the leaders division much? I mean, is there much talk about that?
Oh, yeah. At the beginning of the season, I think in conference, when you're pre-camp, you know, before you get into game mode, there's definitely things you should talk about. And obviously, with a new division, everything, we actually had a little educational process back in the spring. You just want to make sure guys understand, you know, who's in our divisions and crossover games and obviously the importance of that stuff. But once you get into the game-by-game week approach of the season, that kind of deteriorates for the players and coaches.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
And And again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
So it's one of the things that's been overshadowed the last few weeks. So your quarterback, Russell Wilson, has led you guys to come fourth quarter comebacks both times, and he's on pace to shatter the NCAA record for passing efficiency. So talk about his play on the field.
Yeah, he another guy, what you see during the week carries over to the game. He's incredibly gifted, both mentally and physically. Probably thrives in that crunch time as good as any player as I've seen. I think in both games in the fourth quarter, there was no one that doubted in that offensive huddle that that they'd come back and put the points on the board that we needed. You know, another point that I've kind of made a reference to with our coaches and players is, you know, for both of those comebacks to occur, the defense had to play well in the fourth quarter. At the bottom line, in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, we just haven't played well, really specifically the last minute of each game, haven't been able to finish the game and to get off the field, and that's the area that's distressing. But Russell, you know, I realize all the hoopla starts when you're undefeated and then when you have a loss or two losses, that national prestige isn't there. But to say that his play is lessened or anything like that is not true.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Brett, final question on this topic, I promise.
Yeah.
Are you well-versed in how the tiebreakers work?
You know, I did. I'm just kind of a nut like that. Going back to, you know, I was very interested. You know, last year I was very aware as we closed down those four games that, you know, the BCS ranking was going to determine if we had a co-championship. So that's just kind of the way I am, the way I'm wired. But a lot of things that you do as a head coach, your players, your coaches, and your people that are in the program really have no idea. But as a head coach, you have to be versed.
And would your guess be that, yeah, you're more well-versed than a lot of the other coaches in the league?
I get that, but I'm not going to go there. I mean, it's really about how you play. And, you know, the last two games have definitely, you know, been a bump for us, and we have to recover and play well. And to really put it in a nutshell, if you don't win this Saturday, nothing really matters. So that's where the only focus can be, and as a head coach as well.
And again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Steve Greenberg with Sporting News.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Steve.
Anything different about this week compared with last week, you know, and just in terms of the outlook on where Wisconsin's at in the national picture, and is it a little more this week Rose Bowl or bust than it was last week?
You know, for us and where we're at in our program, it's never really been about the end of the journey. It's about the journey itself. So, you know, I think that, you know, the outside world will talk about that. But the main emphasis for us, we are playing at home. It is a little bit different in our preparation. You know, to have a home game environment, you just do things a little bit different during the course of practice you know, like crowd noise and different things along that lines. But, you know, I think our kids understand and realize that if they take care of this Saturday, the opportunities that they may receive in the future will get better. And if they take care of the Saturday, the same thing. So we'll just kind of work through methodically the next month like that.
We have time for one more question for Coach.
And again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your final question is a follow-up from the line of Steve Greenberg with Sporting News.
So what hasn't Russell done well in the first few quarters of these last couple of games, if you're critiquing him?
Absolutely. You know, the biggest thing for us, we have to have first down success, and some of the drives we just didn't have. That's a big teaching point in our emphasis and in our offensive philosophy, is to have success on first down. So that was a key contributor a little bit over the last 2 weeks. And then, to be quite honest, to give great credit to the two teams we played, Michigan State and Ohio State, defensively, are very, very talented, very good. They pressure the quarterback in a variety of different ways, mentally and physically. So I think it has a little bit to do with the defense. And then the one thing Russell's really good at doing is adjusting. You know, a lot of, you know, coaches are always making adjustments, halftime adjustments. You know, you hear those little phrases all the time, but Russell really can adjust within a play, within a series. I mean, he does a great job of taking a mental picture of things and being able to correlate it to future success.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you next week.